The following is a KVON sports presentation.
It's college basketball coming to you from Napa Valley College in Napa, California. The BVC matchup, Napa Valley College Storm hosting the Comets from Contra Costa College. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into another sports presentation. Glad to have you along. This is Ira C. Smith on behalf of the Napa Valley Sports Boosters, inviting you in for sophomore night at Napa Valley College. Interesting matchup tonight, as this late in the season, with each team 14 wins and 11 losses. So they are even Steven at this point. Should be interesting to find out which team can pick up its 15th win of the season, or which one suffers its 12th loss. In either case, should be an interesting basketball matchup. We're looking forward to it, and nice to have you along with us tonight. We also have Jake Grant with us out of Napa Valley College. He's a Napa High graduate, sort of interning with us on the radio, and in the second half, he's going to have a chance for a little bit of play-by-play. So we'll be anxious for that aspect as well. We also have Charles Kennedy as our engineer back at the studio, as we also have our basketball games that are archived, and you can go on KVON.com and go to the sports part and click it and go down about three spots where it says about audio and hear any of the games that we've done this basketball season, as well as the past football season. So welcome aboard. We're set for sophomore night in the BVC at Napa Valley College. We'll be talking to the coaches. Steve Ball is in his 13th year at Napa Valley College. He has seven sophomores and four freshmen on his roster, while Miguel Johnson is in his 12th year as the head coach for the Comets of Contra Costa College, located in the San Pablo area in the East Bay. He has five sophomores and seven freshmen on his basketball roster. So it'll be a battle for Napa to try to stay in second place in the league tonight. And we'll give you the league standings when we come back, as well as hear from the coaches for tonight's matchup. All of that and a heck of a lot more coming your way from Napa Valley College on our countdown to tip-off. Welcome back to Napa Valley College Gymnasium as we're getting set for the matchup Napa Valley College against Contra Costa. In the Bay Valley Conference, Yuba College, the perennial power there, is leading again, 13 wins and one loss. And we have Napa Valley College with a 10-4 record in second place. When they were playing at Yuba College last week, Napa had a 5-point lead with 1 minute to go at Yuba College against the first place team. But Yuba came down, hit a 3-point basket. Napa came down and did not score. Yuba came down and they hit another 3-point basket. And then Napa committed a foul, and they made a couple free throws, so they lost by about 3 points. But what a game that was. And we were looking forward to a big game over at Moraga last Saturday night, as the Gales of St. Mary's were taking on the one of their top opponents on the season, Gonzaga. And we had Jake was over at the game. So Jake Grant, how did that come out?
It was definitely an interesting experience. You know, being up in the press box area, you're kind of in the wall, so you get quite a bit of the crowd noise that kind of just reverberates around the room. And it was buzzing up until the opening tip, and then Gonzaga won it in their direction and went and scored a quick three, and it drained the room, and it never got back to what it was. I mean, you could tell that it was getting bad, because by the start of the fourth quarter, the lower bowl was filled with Gonzaga fans that were just making their way down from standing room only down into the seats.
Okay, well, let's take a quicker look now at Bay Valley. We mentioned about Yuba at 13-1 and Napa at 10-4. Next is Mendocino at 9-5. Los Medanos is at 9-6. Contra Costa is at 8-6. Merritt College at 5-9. Solano College is tied with College of Alameda at 4-10. And Marin, the College of Marin, is at 2-13. Although they have been in most of the games and have been losing by 1, 2, and 3 points. They've just had a tough time getting over the hump because of many of the players getting sick or being out of the lineup for injuries or whatever that situation might be. Well, let's find out from Miguel Johnson now in his 12th year about this Comet team coming in from San Pablo tonight.
Well, Miguel, tell us about this season. Is you guys normally are right up here battling for the lead with Yuba.
This season we started out, we got out the gates well. At one point we were ranked 19th in the state, 10th in the north. We started out conference 5-0. Then we dropped a couple due to various internal reasons, but we got it going. We've been a little inconsistent. And now we're at the point where we understand that this finishing out the conference is the only way to give us a sliver of hope for some postseason play.
Are most of your players from the East Bay?
Yes. We pride ourselves of having, you know, in-town guys, guys that can sleep at home, besides the one kid, Matthew Murray, that's from San Diego, and then we have Jordan Strain from the Stockton area. But if you look at our rosters over the decades, you know, at least the 12 years I've been there, it's primarily, you know, kids from the Bay Area within, you know, 10, 15 minutes of campus.
Well, you've been coaching for 12 years. How many years have you been athletic director?
Zero. Haven't been athletic director, not this lifetime. I've already lost my hair. I don't want my beard to go completely gray.
So you do it all with the basketball sport, any other sport?
No, I'm just a head men's basketball coach, full-time kinesiology instructor. I've been department chair. I teach online. I lecture. I'm a well-rounded guy. I think the AD position may be in my future, but right now I love the game. I love the competition, so I'm going to stick with that for now.
Have you had many of your players go on and play either Division I or Division II basketball?
We haven't had any Division I guys. Talent-wise, we have, but as far as being prepared academically, no. But every year I've been there, I've had some kids receive basketball scholarships. We've had a couple guys 2016 season who were All-State MVP. They received scholarships as well. I feel that no matter what, there's somewhere a kid can play basketball. And if we focus on the academic side of it, kids work hard, the chances are you can achieve your goals. It's work. It's a lot of work, but it's doable.
Have you had any one guy that you would consider your leader this year?
I think Eric Jones. He's a freshman, but as far as maturity level, he's a little older than the rest of the guys. He's a transfer. He first attended Academy of Art in San Francisco out of McClimas High School. But he's been our stable point, you know, someone we can lean on. But we're trying to do it collectively now. You know, it seems like it's easier that way if we can get more than one guy to understand what needs to be done out there on the floor.
And those are the comments of Miguel Johnson, and this is his 12th year as the head basketball coach for Contra Costa College Comets.
It was a very unique morning this morning, Ira. We had USA men's hockey at 4 o'clock our time, and as a dedicated hockey man myself, I woke up at 3:50 to watch the game. And it was a good first preliminary game. I mean, these are guys who, you know, they haven't practiced for more than five times. And they're, you know, their ages range from 38 years old to 18. So
no pros in there.
No, because the NHL banned players from playing this year in the Olympics because of the injury risk and then the costs of shutting down the league for 3 weeks' time because all the star players are gone.
Yeah, kind of in the middle of the season there. Well, you talk about hockey, and before we get more into this basketball game, let me just tell you that the women's hockey team beat Russia 5-0, and tomorrow they're playing Canada, a team that is also undefeated. So the U.S. and Canada both undefeated, and they play each other tomorrow.
Yeah, the U.S. women's team is actually the most interesting of the hockey teams this year. Normally how it goes is that the men's team is usually faster and they hit harder and the scores are usually higher. But this year, with the NHL not letting any of the best players in, the women's hockey teams are actually our best players that we can put out on the ice. So it's, you know, it's interesting to watch, and they're really, really good, and Canada's really, really good. So, and Russia's pretty good too. So I was, really surprised to see that they got them shut out.
Yeah, 5-0. Well, let's get back to basketball and find out what Steve Ball has to say about tonight for his Napa Valley College Storm team.
Well, Steve, when you have a winning season, it seems like it goes by quickly.
Yes, it does, especially when you're focused at the start of it, the first six games, on just trying to remember all your guys' names after having 2 weeks off with the fires.
Tell us about this year's team and how many are returning, and also did you have any gray shirts?
Yeah, we have quite a few gray shirts. We have 7 or 8 guys there that are routinely in practice, a few local guys too, a couple from Napa High, Tomas Gomez Espana from last year's team, and Salim Ali Musa from a couple years back, gray shirted for us this year. We also have some non-Napa County guys as well. But, this year's team has been a work in progress for most of the season. We played great at sometimes, and then we've got some games where we struggle. In fact, from game to game, we do that. You know, we kind of ebb and flow a little bit, and it means that we're capable of beating, number 2, 3, 4 in the state of California, but it also means we're capable of trying to scrape one out against a bottom-tier team in our conference.
Out of your 13 years as the head coach here, would you say this team, though, has come together as well as any team?
This team has made the most progress, having started out 1-6 and being an afterthought to being a state-ranked team, has been great with the progress there. I think they're starting to reach their potential. You know, we've got some guys that are definitely capable of competing at the next level, and I think, you know, we've definitely come together and grown quite a bit.
And you do have some size this year.
I've never had this much size, and I love it. You know, I'm accustomed to working with post players before I got here, and we finally have a plethora of them. This year we got four bigs that we rotate through in James Ned, Calvin Johnson, Joe Fons, and of course Sasha French, and they all bring something different to what the other ones do.
Well, it's a good thing you got some young ones coming up, because you have 7 sophomores, and is this sophomore night?
This is sophomore night. We traditionally don't do a whole lot for sophomore night, because especially when we have 7, if we spent 3 minutes on each kid, that's a 20-minute routine, so we don't want to do that. We're going to acknowledge them and just as a group and kind of move forward from there. They know we care about them. I get them an action shot for themselves of themselves playing, that we had a professional photographer come out on the Solano game, and we got some nice shots of them. So it's nice to have the experience, especially a few of them being 3-year guys, but it is going to be a situation where we're looking for some guys to step in right away and compete for spots and time next year.
And those comments from Steve Ball, as we mentioned, this is 13th year. Coming into tonight, Napa Valley College is 14-11. Contra Costa College is 14-11. So as you can see there, Jake, things are pretty even as they get the game underway.
Even an overall schedule, but the league standings are interesting, that they were so top-heavy in just non-league games, Contra Costa win-wise.
Well, as you heard Steve Ball mention, Napa Valley started out 1-6. They had a tough and coming back from the fires that we experienced there in early October, they did not have a chance for a lot of practices and all. So that was a slow start for Napa Valley College this year. Well, we'll be back in a moment. We're going to have a salute to the flag, and then we'll give you the starting lineups when we return. Welcome back into Napa Valley College Gymnasium. I'm Ira C. Smith, along with Jake Grant tonight, as we're getting set for the opening tip-off of this BVC on sophomore night. 7 sophomores for the Storm, 5 sophomores for Contra Costa. Napa Valley College closes the regular season at College of Marin on Friday night, and they should have a pretty good chance there, even though, as I mentioned, College of Marin's had a lot of close games, and they lost by, I think, just 1 point to Yuba College. So they've been playing some good basketball here of late. The starters for Contra Costa College Comets: Eric Jones, a 5'10 freshman. Matthew Murray, a 6'3 freshman. Isaiah Addles, a 6'2 freshman. And Jordan Strang, he is a 6'7 sophomore, and Jovell Vance, a 6'3 sophomore. Those are the five starters for the Comets. For the Napa Valley College Storm, it will be Amancho Adapo, a 6-foot sophomore from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Jaden Hampton, a 5'11 sophomore from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Armani Mills, a 6'2 freshman from Murrieta, California. Sasha French, a 6'11 freshman from Justin Siena in Napa. And 6'7 sophomore Joe Fons, a product of the Calistoga Wildcats in Napa County. So those are your starters for tonight's game. They have three officials assigned by the Bay Valley Conference for tonight's action. And on our right are the Storm players. They'll be attired in their yellow gold uniforms with the sea green trim and numerals, while Contra Costa College will be in their dark blue uniforms with the light blue numerals. And so, Jake, sometimes those numerals are hard to read when it's blue on blue.
Yeah, especially when the jerseys get all wrinkled up from play. It gets all, it looks like it's 28, but it's really 23 out there.
Well, that'd be a good song, wouldn't it? Blue on blue?
I think that might be a song. I'm not sure.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, see, it was a good idea then. Well, there comes, you can tell, Sasha French at 6'11 frame. Really helps him on the front line. And, of course, Fons at 6'7 on that front line. So Napa Valley College does have some size up front. So we're just about ready. Following our broadcast of this game, we will have Golden State Warriors basketball on. Since we've got an early game, we'll be able to pick up the Warriors as well. Should be out of here well before the Warriors tip it off. In the meantime, we'll find out what happens here in BVC play. Napa Valley College coming onto the court. Already on the court, Contra Costa College Comets. And Sasha French at 6'11 is going to move in there to jump against Jordan Strain, who is 6'7 out of Weston Ranch. And I have no idea where Weston Ranch is.
I don't either, but I can Google it.
Okay, we find out. Here we go. Ready for the opening tip. Napa going to the left and to our right, the Comets. Napa controls the tip as we have a whistle right away. The opening tip, apparently, I don't know if there was a foul or an infraction on the jump or whether he hit the ball going up. The official blew the whistle right away and gives the ball to the three C's, Contra Costa College. They could say four C's because their nickname is the Comets, as Eric Jones, their point guard, their field director, their quarterback of the team, sit over the left side as they're working it around now. Comes over to the right, and they get it back to Jones as he drives into the key. And there is a foul called against Napa's Jaden Hampton. So already we pick up a personal foul here on the first possession for the Comets. So not, of course, into a shooting situation. They inbound the ball. There's a three-point attempt up. No good by DeMond Washington, who was not listed as a starter, but he is. And quickly down court, Napa Valley College, a pass on the low post, laying it up and in is Sasha French. French gets the scoring started, and Napa has the early lead. Jones drives into the lane, passes it over just underneath the basket. Ball is tipped away, picked up by Jones, passed under the basket again. They hit the underside of the iron on an attempt, and Napa gets the ball back as they bring in the forecourt. Mills takes it out to Adapo. Macho Adapo is playing way out, looking at a zone defense. Now we'll follow the zone around to see how that shifts, as it looks like a 2-3 zone, and shooting over it, no good by Adapo. Rebound put back up and in by Joe Fons. Fons gets the offensive rebound, and it's 4-0. Knapp in the lead. Driving down, and the shot is blocked, but a foul is called. As they quickly tried to get back and drive the lane, and a foul on Armani Mills. It'll be a shooting foul this time with Isaiah Addles, freshman out of Pueblo, Arizona, at the line, 6'2", and his first free throw is good. Addles, big name in the Bay Area as far as basketball is concerned, back at the line, shooting and missing the rebound taken by Armani Mills, and Napa has the ball, leading it 4-1. We're in the early stages here in Napa Valley College. Fons has it way out on a high post. Going to a low post left side is French. The ball goes to the right side to Mills, and he was on the sideline, a turnover. So Mills stepped on that far sideline, and that turnover gives the ball to the Comets. As they're walking it down, Napa will pick him up at midcourt. Into the forecourt comes Jones, working a weave. They take a 15-foot jumper at the free throw line. No good by Addles, rebounded by Napa. Bringing it forecourt is Hampton. Gets it out to Fons, top of the key. Over to French. French drives baseline and flips it over to Armani. He fires and hits a three. Armani Mills hits a three-point basket for Napa Valley College, and they go up to 7-1. And there is a timeout, so we'll be back in just a moment. 17:46 to go. First half, 7-1, Napa in the lead. Well, as the Comets get the ball, Jones started to drive toward the basket and was called for a travel. So that turns the ball over to Napa Valley College as we resume play here. Jaden Hampton, guarded in the backcourt there very tightly by Addles, gets into the forecourt to Adampo, quarter court right side, has used up the dribble, finds French, who comes over to the right-hand corner, and then hooks a pass way over to the left side to Armani Mills. Mills back to Adolfo. Adolfo, with 7 seconds on the shot clock, goes in for a 15-foot jumper and hits it. Adolfo hits it, and boy, Napa's getting off to a good start now, leading 9-1 as we're 3 minutes into the game. The ball is stolen underneath as Sasha French got in front of the intended receiver on that pass, and here come the storm once again into the forecourt. Hampton out to French. The ball is taken away from him, driving down and going up, and a slam dunk by Jordan Strain. That was just a beautiful defensive play that led to an easy dunk on the field goal. Here comes Hampton for Napa. 16 and a half minutes to go in the first half to Mills. Mills on the angles, double team. Looks, has to find somebody open. Finds over the right side to Adolfo, who drives into the lane. Stops, goes up, shoots, miss. Goes for the rebound, and he gets it. He had to go out near the left or right corner to get it. Adolfo brings it out to the center circle. Now coming out on a high post and rolling on the pick and roll is French, and then there is a foul call. May have been a moving pick. No, it's going to be away from the ball on Joe Fons. Fons picking up the personal foul. So it's 9-3. Napa in the lead. The Comets got their one field goal on that breakaway for a slam dunk. Napa inbounds the ball to Mills. Mills goes back near center court there to get the ball. A little shovel pass now over to Hampton as they work it toward the right side. Adolfo now, top of the key, drives to the left of the key, drives into the lane, goes up with the right-hand shot, off the backboard, no good, rebounded by Contra Costa. Here they come in the forecourt on the fast break. Have Thompson, who just came into the game. Evan Thompson is a 6-foot freshman from Berkeley. Passes over the left side. A pull-up jump shot is an air ball from Isaiah Addles, and Napa rebounds. Hampton, forecourt, over to Mills, tries another three. Good again! Armani Mills is 2-for-2 in three-point accuracy, and it is Napa up by 9, 12-3 here in the early going. Jones has it right side. Working over now as it get it to Thompson. Thompson, a freshman, one of seven freshmen on this squad. Looking around for Addles. They find him now. Comes out the top of the key on a pass to Strand. He's going to fire a long one. It rims no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll be Napa's ball. Into the lineup for Napa Valley College is Akeem Deer, a 6'2 sophomore. He's out of Brooklyn, New York, has entered the contest, and when we have a chance, we'll ask Jake about the shooting in the game as the storm has started out very strong in the field goal accuracy department. They bring the ball into the forecourt with 15 minutes to go in the first half. Mills looks at a three. He's going to fire it, and this one, kaboom, he got it again. Oh, my goodness. Armani Mills, 3 for 3 and 3 points, and it's a 15-3 score. Napa in the lead, and the Contra Costa walks it into the forecourt. Eric Jones, their playmaker, passes down on the low post to Silas. Turns, spins, goes up, shoots, missed, foul. And it will see if it's going to be on. It was on the shot, so that'll put Trevon Silas to the free throw line. On the season, the team is hitting 64.6% of their free throws. Free throw is good. Thompson is 80%, 80.6 actually at the free throw line. But that's not him shooting. That's Silas shooting, right. Silas made the first free throw. Back to the line, bouncing the ball. His free throw rolls around and then nestles into the hoop. And he goes 2 for 2, and it is 15-5 now. Boy, Mills has put on a show now. He is getting some close attention as they're guarding him very tightly now as Napa brings the ball forecourt. They get it to Mills, fakes left, drives right, into the lane, goes up, shoots, scores again! Armani with 11 points already, and Contra Costa has 5. Napa leads it 17-5 now in the early going. Steve Evans starts to drive in. The ball is stolen by Armani, but stolen right back. He did not have possession, so not a turnover, but Eric Jones gets the ball right back for Contra Costa. Coming up on 7 seconds on the shot clock, and there is a long three fired, no good, and the rebound is taken out by Sasha French for Napa. Out on the right wing to Adolfo, starts a fast break, pulls back now, gives to French. French on the weave, and a travel is going to be called on Jaden Hampton as they shoveled a little pass to him. He faked left and then started right, but pulled that pivot foot. And into the lineup for Napa Valley College comes Malcolm Bracey out of Vallejo High School, the 5'10 freshman. Played basketball there for the Red Hawks. Driving in and getting fouled, looked like. One of the, the foul's gonna go on Bracey, who just came into the ball game and picks up the foul, not a shooting foul, but that was the fourth team foul against Napa. So they will inbound the ball, the Comets with the ball, trailing at 17-5 in the early going as Jones starts to drive in, kicks it back out to Evans. Evans has the ball tipped away from him, but Jones saves it from going back. Jones drives in, goes up and scores. Eric Jones on a nice save, a recovery of the ball, and a fast break the other way, going in and scoring is Akeem Deer, wasting no time in getting down the court that time on a fast break for the Storm. Into the lane, there's another fast break up and in by Jones. And boy, is play picking up as far as Temple. Quickly down court is Deer, and there is a foul. And it's gonna be called on Deer. Contra Costa with the ball now, quarter court, left side, passing it into the corner for a three-point attempt up. No good there by Murray, rebounded by Sasha French for Napa. 19-9 is the score. Napa with the lead in the ball. Adolfo in the forecourt to French, way out on the right side. And the cross-court pass goes over to Adolfo. He'll try a long one. He hits a three! Wow. That is the fourth three-pointer that Napa has hit here in the early going. And they have opened up a 22-9 lead. And Jake Grant's going to tell us how that's happened.
So Napa so far with the first 9 minutes of the game has scored on all but three of their shots. So that's a pretty impressive number. Four of those coming from three-pointers, one missed three-pointer, and two missed field goals.
So they have made four out of five from three-point range, and they have hit on three, six, seven, eight, nine field goals out of how many attempts? It would be 12. You said they've only missed three?
Yeah.
So that's 9 out of 12 from the field that Napa has hit, compared to three field goals for the Comets. Comets are 3 out of 4 at the foul line.
And the turnover battle is very well in the favor of Napa Valley, with Connor Costa having 9.
Okay.
First,
yeah, I'm going to have to show you how to work those figures there. This makes it much easier than the way that you're doing. As we say, Jake is working with us. He's a student here at Napa Valley College, and we're showing him how to do it so he can take over. In the meantime,
Dino, if you can hear me, I'm calling for help.
Yeah. In the meantime, inbounding Mohammed has come into the ball game for the Comets, and he inbounds the ball, gets it to Jones. Jones guarded very tightly there by Adolfo. Drives around him, and then reaching in, I think, is going to be called on Adolfo, and it is. Adolfo picks up his first foul. Well, the fouls for the Storm have been spread around. They have had six called against them, against only one for the Comets. Comets with the ball now, driving to the basket is Evan. Turns 14-footer, hits iron, but doesn't go in. Rebound is cleared out by Calvin Johnson for Napa Valley College. Here they come to the forecourt. Salzman is also in the lineup. Down the left side, a turn up, jump shot no good by Fons. And a long rebound comes out, and Napa gets the rebound off the offensive board. They bring it up between circles now. Adolfo, a sophomore, one of seven on the team. They try to get it to Salzman, but instead it goes over the left side. Turnaround jumper by Calvin Johnson is good. And Johnson gets the field goal. Walking the ball in the forecourt is Eric Jones. A little shovel pass now to Steve Evans, working it from left to right into the right-hand corner. Now quickly they come back out, get it to Evans. He spins, doesn't go in the lane, but passes into the left-hand corner where a shot is fired. No good over there by Muhammad, rebounded by Napa. Adolfo. Forecourt. DeFonts, he fires a long three. It rims no good. Rebound Contra Costa. Here come the Comets. Jones, as he takes it to the left side, and the ball is deflected away by Deer, who's going to be called for the personal foul, and the bonus should be in effect now, the 1-1 bonus. Into the ball game for the first time for Napa Valley College is James Ned. Ned, a 6'6 sophomore out of Paradise High School over in Brentwood. And at the free throw line is Eric Jones. Comets have made three out of four so far here in the first half. Napa's leading at 24-9 as we near the mid mark of the first half, just over 10 minutes to go. And Jones makes the first, so he'll get the bonus. So the 1-1 bonus in effect, and seven team fouls against the Storm, one so far against the Comets. Shows the aggressiveness, though, of the Storm. And Jones connects on the next free throw. So he has made five out of six at the free throw line. Back into the lineup is Isaiah Addles for Contra Costa College. Napa with the ball, leading it 24-11. Adolfo in the forecourt, guarded tightly there by Murray. Double team now, finds underneath, up and scoring is James Ned, as they look for an open guy when they double team the ball. And Ned was that guy, and they got a perfect pass to him, and he went in and laid it up. 26-11 now. Here come the Comets now as they work it down towards the right side. And Murray faked the baseline drive and brings it back out to Evans. Evans drives left of the key. Underhand shot is up and in, and another foul is called. That foul is going to go on Salzman. That is the eighth team foul against the college. The basket by Steve Evans was good. He has a chance for a three-point play as his free throw is up, and that is good. Well, the Comets are hitting their free throws. That's keeping them in the game. And in the backcourt, there's a reach-in foul called on Steve Evans. So he was trying to punch the ball away there in the backcourt using full-court pressure against the Storm. 9.5 minutes to go in the first half, 26-14. Napa in the lead. Amacho Adolfo brings it front court right side, looks around. He has Ned positioning on a low post. He passes crossed over to Johnson. Up and good! Calvin Johnson gets his second field goal. Napa has doubled the score on Contra Costa now at 28-14. Here's Evans. He's going to fire a long three. Swish! Nothing but net for Evans as he gets the first three-point basket for the Comets. Back into the lineup for Napa is Armani Mills. He's hit three threes, and the ball is deflected away from the Napa, but it was last touched by the Storm. So it'll be the Comets' ball in the backcourt. They have Trevon Silas back there along with Isaiah Addles. They get it in the forecourt to Evans. Underneath, and a slam dunk with two hands by Trevon Silas, getting his first field goal. Makes it a single-digit deficit now of 28-19. Mills rolls baseline, fakes, goes up, shoots, and he just missed, but he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Fouled by Matthew Murray. Murray is a 6'3 freshman out of San Diego. And at the free throw line for the first time is Armani Mills. Scores the first free throw. He's got a dozen points already in the game. That field goal he missed just barely rolled off, and that I think was his first miss in the ball game. Hit the three threes, and he hit a two. That was the first free throw attempted by the college, and that's second one also good. So Napa Valley College now 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Quickly down court, Evans pass over the left side. They elect now to throw the ball wide, and it's intercepted by Adolfo, driving in, going up, shooting, and scoring. He went in from the left side, shifted the ball over to his right hand, and laid it in off of the backboard, and Adolfo now has 7 points in the game. There is a long three, good! Coming down the other way, and Addles quickly fired a three. That's their second three-point bucket here in the first half, making it a 10-point Napa lead. Adolfo, quarter court left side. Underneath it goes, turning, going up, shooting, and the shot was blocked as Johnson tried to go up in the air, and then trying to reach in and get the ball was James Ned, and he's going to be called for a personal foul. Coming back into the Napa lineup will be Sasha French. He's replacing Calvin Johnson. Johnson made the most of his appearance there, though, going 2-for-2 in the field goal department, getting 4 points. At the free throw line is Silas, who is 2-for-2 so far tonight. And the front end of a 1-and-1, he misses, and Sasha French rebounds for Napa. That's only the second miss for the Comets tonight at the foul line. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. There's a steal by Evan. He's coming down. It is 1-on-3, so he's going to hold it up. Napa did a great job. They're going to fire from the left corner. Good, a three-pointer from the left corner by Isaiah Addles, his second three-point basket. And there's a full timeout asked with just over 7 minutes to go in the first half. And our score is Napa Valley College 32, Contra Costa 25.
Gotcha.
Okay, here we go. As that is what the Napa Valley College wants to say about Contra Costa College. Gotcha, as we come on in here to this continuation of the first half. For Napa, Armani Mills stays in there. James Nett stays in. So does Sasha French. And they have Jaden Hampton back into the lineup. And Amancho Adolfo stays into the game. So we're ready for play to resume now. Adolfo has it in the backcourt. No pressure put on him now as he brings it toward the front court on the high dribble. His pass is deflected. And Steve Ball jumps off of the bench saying something to Adolfo about that pass. He was telegraphing the pass, indicating that everyone here knew he's going to put a pass down the right side. And so it was deflected instead of intercepted. French on a low post. And there, and Steve French is trying, or we should say Steve Ball is trying to say that the defender just fell down and there was no offensive foul. But the referee says offensive foul on Sasha French, and the official is stopping play for a moment. Steve Ball was really discussing the situation with the official. I guess that's the best way to put it, discussing it.
Yeah, whether it's with a high tone of voice or a low one.
Yeah. All right, so Napa gets back on defense. Our lead is only 7 points now. It had been as high as 14 points, and Contra Costa finding the range, particularly on those three-point attempts. Evans fires a long two-pointer, no good. Scramble for the rebound, and James Nett comes out with it for Napa. Over to Hampton. Hampton gets around one, gets around another, passes over now to Adolfo. Fakes left, goes right, top of the key. They set a low pick. And now coming out is Ned. He gets the pass. He's got low post right side. The French set up, and the ball is intercepted. And here come the Comets. Jones drives in, goes up, shoot. No good. French gets the rebound, taps it over to Adolfo. Adolfo two on three, but he goes anyway and is fouled. Well, he was taking the ball to the basket, and the Comets tried to cut off the drive. And charged with the foul is Evans. That's his second personal foul. It's the fourth team foul for the Comets, but it's a two-shot foul for Amacho. His first free throw is perfect. Nothing but net. Ned is coming to the sideline. Joe Fonts out of Calistoga back in the lineup. Just inside of 6 minutes to go in the first half. Scoreboard is incorrect. It shows, oh, there we got it now. Their next free throw is no good. That was the first free throw missed by the Storm. A fast break the other way, and they throw the ball away. Tried to get it down there too quickly, and it sailed out of bounds. Well, into the lineup is Akeem Deere. He has what you would consider chartreuse shoes, gym shoes, so they glow even if the lights would be out here.
He mistakenly highlighted his shoes and not his textbooks.
Well, easy to find on the court. You look for the bright spot, and there is Akeem Deere. All right, Napa with the ball now, leading it by 6 points as they bring it forecourt to Mills. Mills top the key, has the ball punched away by Jones. They get it back and try a long shot. No good. Rebounded by Contra Costa. Coming down in the forecourt, swinging a pass over the left side. And then they nearly fire the ball out of bounds, but keeping possession of the ball is Addles. Addles will start to drive into the lane, and he hooks a pass over the side, and it's intercepted by Hampton. Hampton slowing down the tempo a bit now as he brings the ball down into the forecourt. Kicking it over to the left corner to Mills. Mills back out over to Hampton. Hampton will bring it toward the top of the key. Over to French. French spins, can't get a shot away. They're doing a good job on French, but he's going to fire a jumper. He hit it. Sasha gets his second field goal here in the first half, and it's back to a six-point advantage, 33-27. Contra Costa with the ball. Contra Costa's brought Jovell Vance, a 6'3 sophomore from Hercules, into the lineup. He's out there now along with Jones in the guard position. They look to Jones. They get it inside, however. A shot is up. No good over there by Silas. Rebounded by Napa. Into the forecourt. They get it over to Deer. He looked at a three. Didn't take it. Comes out to Hampton. Hampton tried underneath, and we have a shove underneath. Not yet into the bonus, and it was not a shooting foul.
Sasha French had high-pointed that ball, and you know, somehow he missed that one. It's 6'11", that's kind of hard to do.
Evans is called for the Comets foul. That was their fifth team foul, so they still have a foul to give before the bonus comes into effect for Napa. Mills has it out between circles now as they spread their attack. It goes over to the left and then quickly back to Mills, who'll drive into the lane, hooks it up, no good. Rebound taken out by Murray. Murray has his pass intercepted by Akeem Deer. He fires a long one, no good, as Napa did not set their offense, just Deer. And over and back is called on Jones. He got the pass in the forecourt and then put the ball down and dribbled into the backcourt, and he's trying to appeal the situation to the official. Said he got the ball in the backcourt and dribbled into the forecourt with it. But it was a good call by the official, and over and back. Napa with the ball. Akeem Deer underneath. And he fires it over to Mills, open for a three. And kaboom! It's 4-3 in the first half. Down quickly, and a quick score there for Murray, getting his first 2 points in the game. French, he's going to fire a long three. He got it. My gosh. French hitting the long three. That gives him 7 points here in the first half. And Napa back up by double figures, 39-29, as they have hit on 6 3-pointers here in the first half against 3 3-pointers for the Comets. And the free throw shooter is going to be Eric Jones. The first free throw is good by Jones. He's 3 for 3 at the line tonight. That last foul was on Mills. That's his second personal foul. Eric Jones out of McClyman's High School fires and he hits. So he is 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Napa with the ball near midcourt. Get it into the forecourt. Akeem Deer fakes left, drives right, goes toward the baseline. He is cut off there, gives to French. French hooks a pass over to Mills in the left-hand corner. Mills starts to bring it out, goes into the lane, gets to French underneath. He spins, he goes up with the left hand, missed. Rebound followed up, no good by Fon. Rebound by French. Back out it comes to Mills. They wanted a reset of the 30-second clock. They got that. And Hampton over to Fons, fires a three. It's up, no good. Rebound is taken by Contra Costa College. They slow down the tempo a bit now as Jones brings it forecourt with 2.5 minutes to go in the half, and a reach-in foul, a touch foul, is going to be called on Jaden Hampton. That's his second personal foul. And Steve Ball is appealing his case now to one of the officials on some of the calls here. And he's pointing out something to the officials at this juncture. As
he just warned him.
So he's been warned. He takes the long walk down to the far end of his bench now as Jones is right back to the free throw line, and he makes the free throw. Well, the McClyman's product doing a good job at that 15-foot stripe. He's made 5 out of 5 there and has a couple field goals to go with it. He's been their leading scorer. He's been their playmaker. And he makes that free throw. Jerry Dunlap, the athletic director, came over to say something to Steve Ball as well. Napa leads it there by 6 now after having a 10-point lead just moments ago. And they bring the ball in the forecourt. Mills starts to drive in. He's double-teamed. Passes over and a shot up and goes in by Jaden Hampton. That was a three-pointer by Hampton, his first basket. It laid on the rim for, it seemed like, a couple seconds before it finally just rolled in. They're taking a short timeout now, so let's go over and check with Jake Grant.
It's kind of symbolic that their 30th shot of the half is a three-pointer with the Curry connection. But so far tonight, they've shot 8 of 11 from three-point. So that they're shooting relatively high. I mean, if you're going to bet on them, shoot, bet on the three-pointer.
Who's that that's 8 of 11?
Napa.
Okay. I've only got them for 7, though. Maybe I missed one or something. Let's see. But anyway, play resumes now. Contra Costa brings the ball into the forecourt, down by 9. 2 minutes to go in the first half. They get the pass over to Strand. Now works it from right to left to Jones. Fakes the three-point shot and drives to the top of the key and fires. No good. Rebound. Napa, fast break coming down. Mills pulls out to the right. Now he has Sasha coming down on the low post. They can't get the pass to him. Gives to Fonts, and he loses the ball and a scramble for the ball. And Contra Costa comes out with it. Napa does a great job getting back on defense, however. Good transition there. The travel is going to be called on Jordan Strain as he took a big step before he put the dribble down. 42-33, that's the score. Back into the lineup for the Comets comes Steve Evans. Napa will have the ball in the backcourt. Fonz and Hampton back there. They have French, Mills, and Deer in the front court. As the pass goes to Mills, well out right side, stops at the top of the key, bounce pass underneath to intended for Fonz. He couldn't get to it, and it goes out of bounds, a turnover. How have the turnovers been? Very close on that?
I'm kind of lost on
those. Oh, okay. We have Napa picking up the Comets right at midcourt now. 42-33 with just over a minute to go in the first half. Pass comes out to Addles, kicks it back to Jones. Jones looks around. Napa doing a good job on defending. Jones drives in, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound, foul. No, they're calling it a jump ball. So it'll be alternate possession with the Comets getting the possession arrow favoring them. So they will inbound the ball just to the left of the basket for which they're shooting as we're inside of a minute to go. There's a quick shot from the top of the key. No good by Mohammed. He is a 6'3 freshman out of Castro Valley, and a foul is going to be called on Sasha French, his second personal foul. It'll be a two-shot foul coming for Silas, who is 2 out of 3 at the line. He is 3 out of 4 as he makes the first one. Sasha French comes out of the lineup. Calvin Johnson comes back in for Napa. Free throw is up and good. Silas does not put much of an arc on the ball. It's almost straight, but it just goes right through without hitting iron. But without, Mills comes down quickly, drives in, a reverse layup, no good, follow-up is good! Calvin Johnson on the offensive rebound, tapped back in, 44-35 now. Jones gets it in the forecourt. Travel going to be called as they got the ball into Silas, and he was traveling as he was trying to maneuver there with a lot of traffic around him. Napa with the ball now. Let's see if they play for the final shot of the quarter as the game clock and the shot clock are just about even. Akeem Deer has it right side, dribbles into the lane, and they pass underneath to Mills. Mills turns and was fouled as he started to go up for the shot. He will be given 2 free throws with 12 seconds to go. The foul is going to be assessed to Silas, his second. Well, I thought they were going to give him 2. Now they're going to give the ball out of bounds, so they said it was not. So that was the foul to give by Contra Costa. The next common foul, which are only 12 seconds, it would go to the 1-1 for Napa. So Napa will inbound the ball instead of getting 2 free throws. And Napa setting it up with 8 seconds to go in the half. 44-35. Driving in, going up, shooting, missing was Hampton. Then the ball is retrieved by the Comets, but that will end the half. Well, the halftime score, Napa Valley College 44 and Contra Costa College 35 here at halftime. We'll be back with a look at the statistics of the first half on sophomore night at Napa Valley College with the host, the Storm, leading 44-35.